Good morning, gentlemen. We're going to the new sugya of Ikar v'Tafel. So, in Siman Resh Yud Bet, there's a very interesting Shulchan Aruch as more than an introduction because it's a lot of details, but let's read the Shulchan Aruch together. Shulchan Aruch says the following. Kol shehu Ikar v'Imo Tefela, mevarech al ha'Ikar u'poter et ha'Tefela. Whenever you have two things that you eat, one of them is the ikar, is the essential part of your meal, I guess. And one is secondary. You say the beracha on the ikar, and you poter the tafel. Okay. Ben mi beracha shelefaneha, ben mi beracha sheleachaleha. Which means beracha rishona and beracha acharona. It's both true. Lo mi baya ima ikar me'orav ima tafel. And you don't need to have the ikar and the tafel mixed together. Even each one separately. So the case that the Shulchan Aruch is going to bring is a Mishnah Meforeshet. And that Mishnah tells us a very famous Mishnah. Afilu pat, even bread. Shehu chashuv mikol, is the most important of everything. Im hu tafel, if it's tafel, kegon, for example. Sheochel dag maliach veochel pat imo. So this person is eating some salty fish. Could be anything else, you know. Could be olives. Salty olives is more than massive for us. I don't know anybody who eats anchovies like this. But you eat olives sometimes could have a very strong taste. And it starts hurting your throat. So you want to eat a piece of bread, a cake, or something to alleviate that. So that you could continue eating more. So, says Shulchan Aruch, in this case, for him not to get hurt. Says the beracha on the fish or on the olives, whatever, and he doesn't say the beracha on the bread. Here, Shulchan says, you see, it doesn't have to be that you're eating them together. If you're eating them together, for sure. But if you're not eating them together, even then, you don't say the beracha on the bread or on the tafel. The Rama discusses the following. What happens if you need to prepare your throat for the olives? So let's say you know already what's coming. It's going to hurt you. So you say, you know what? Before I start, I'm going to eat a little piece of bread. Is it the same halakha? Or do you say, nah, that's only if you're eating the bread after the olives. But if you eat the bread before the olives, can you not say any beracha on the bread? Because the function of the bread is the same. Or let's say you want to eat a little something sweet, maybe before. Is that the same halacha? You say you cannot say tafel unless you started with the ikar. But if you don't start with the ikar, not. In essence, it makes no difference if you think about it. The question is it the same halacha? So the Rama says you cannot ignore that. You have to say the beracha on that. But it's a very, very big chidush. It's a chidush from the Or Zarua and the Ra'ah. Both say the following. Let's say you're eating a kaak. You're eating a kaak before you start your olives, so we say you have to say the beracha on the kaak, even if it's tafel in this case. Says the Rama, you say shakol ni abid valo. You don't say mezonot. On the kaak. Why? He says, there's a halacha regarding somebody who is going to take a medicine, and the medicine is in a juice. Let's say it's
it's a big pill.
It's not a big pill. No, he's talking about like a syrup. So you have the medicine and the food mixed together, and now you're gonna have to say the beracha. I said on this, you say the beracha shakol. Although you're really saying the beracha on the food and not on the medicine, because on medicine there's no beracha. From there, you see, when you're not doing when you're not eating it for its own purpose of hana'a, you say shakol, you don't say the ikara beracha. That's what he wants to say. Kivan shen kavanato lehanot mehatafel rak leagune shelo yazik lo haikar lo shayach levarech alav bercha atzmit rak shakol. Magen Avraham explains the Rama. He says, because you're not doing it for itself. You're not eating the kaak for the kaak, you're eating the kaak for the olives. Ah, you can't ignore the kahak, and therefore you have to say bracha. Yes, but it's not borei mine mezonot per se, because you're not eating. I repeat, mishum she'en kavanato lehanot me'atafel. You don't have kavanah to be nehene from that. That's like agune, it's a protection. If you could protect it without food, you would do it also. Ah, it's food, fine, so you have to say beracha. But don't say beracha of mezonot. He brings the proof from the anigron. In the anigron, you don't say the beracha of the food, you say the beracha shakol, a general beracha. Why? Because the agune mezeka. So he brings this as a re'aya. The truth of the matter is that the Biur Halakha brings a load of acharonim who disagree. They say, yesh lechalek. Why? Because over there, it's never eaten, if it's one food, and like this, it's never eaten by itself. Here, you eat the kaak by itself in other occasions, and therefore it retains its own beracha. So the ma'aseh, the cholek on the Rama, it's a beautiful chidush from the Rama, but we cholek on the Rama. We're not noheg like that, and we say the beracha on the item itself, but the chidush here is that although it's tafel, because it doesn't change that it's tafel, but the fact that you eat it first, you cannot ignore it. So lemaaseh, you would say the beracha, the beracha of the item, is since you're eating the tafel before the ikar. But let's say you're eating olives, and in the middle of eating olives, you need a little something sweet. So you want to drink something, or you want to eat a little piece of cheesecake, mania there, something to take out the saltiness, you don't say beracha on that, because it's tafel to the olives. We continue from here, Bezat Hashem, next week.